All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM. The show. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, I was asking you before the break about where we are with all of this. And, you know, we know that, you know, the stock market has been inflated. We know that it's a bubble. We know that that's going to come crashing down. How do we know that? Because we've seen it historically. But along the lines, we're going to see the recession. And the Federal Reserve raising the interest rates, they could do it too fast and crash the economy. It's a delicate balance. And the last thing that people need right now, the average person, is recession, right?
Well, we have a undemocratic system where the Federal Reserve is supposed to be quasi-independent, right? The Federal Reserve chairperson is not supposed to be directed by the president, so Trump certainly tried to, since he violated every norm. And they've often done work behest of the banks and Wall Street more than average people. So there's a risk that they will do things that harm average people when, in fact, average people have gained almost none of the benefits of the enormous economic growth of the 1980s, 1990s, and the whole 21st century. And so really, we should be guaranteeing we need to structure the economy in a way that the wealthy are paying their fair share of corporations are not taking all the gains. If there need to be economic adjustments to head off, you know, inflation, if it gets because people are concerned about inflation, it needs to be a burden shared. And we need to understand that people are way behind on their wages. People can't make ends meet with the cost of childcare, for example, the cost of health care, which goes up and up and up because that system is rigged, the cost of housing. There's a housing shortage and it's overpriced and there's a shortage of units, all sorts of elements. And we are not investing in enough of that infrastructure, Earl, and we're not guaranteeing the right to form a union, which is a way to make sure workers can bargain to make sure that they hold on to their gains and get more increased gains, right? Because of the Senate filibuster, which is a Jim Crow era, and before that, a slavery era relic that's not part of the Constitution and wasn't supported by the framers of the Constitution. And so we have a difficult situation where we're only relying on the Fed, and the Fed, hopefully, this seems like a Fed, particularly working with Biden's excellent Treasury Secretary, that may do it better and smarter. But there's a great risk here. So a lot of people who've been revved up by the Republicans and by the media about the inflation scare may want to be careful what they ask for, because you want to pay higher prices at the gas pump or the grocery store, or do you want to not have your job? Because we've had amazing job growth under this, and people are forgetting about that and just focusing on costs at the grocery store. And I think, frankly, Earl, we have a political class that infantilizes the American people, treats them like children, and it tends people act that way. You really can, if you go to the grocery store, pick and choose and choose different products, right? And avoid some of the inflation. In addition, you didn't have to buy a car that has a 50-gallon gas tank. Eventually, gas prices were going to go up, and you shouldn't do it now, right? In fact, you should buy an electric vehicle, but if you're buying a new car or a used car. So anyway, but it's a great risk, Earl. You're right. We don't control it because it's the Fed, and we don't control it because the federal government isn't acting the way it should act to structure the whole economy for the benefit of average people.
You know, Dr. Craig, as I was scouring things this morning on Newsweek, a new survey of over 3,000 Americans showed that 61% said they are living paycheck to paycheck, including 42% of those who said they make over $100,000 per year. You know, I heard you talk about all of the profits that have been made over the last, you know, 4 or 5 decades, And the fact that the American people did not share in that. But to somehow think that 61% of the American people are living paycheck to paycheck and 42% that make over $100,000 a year are experiencing this, you know, they've got people caught up, Dr. Craig, in fighting about whether I'm a Democrat or a Republican. And yet all of us are suffering in this.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And really, when we have the incredible windfall profits being guaranteed, say, to drug companies who are charging, you know, massive sums for vital medications, causing people to go without for no good reason, when we paid for most of the research, we the people, right, through basic research at universities right. and through general funding, the money actually doesn't even stay here. Folks, the billionaires can't even spend all the money they have, so they invest it all over places. They figure out how to get cheaper labor, and they build plants overseas, or they park it in foreign banks or countries with lower tax rates, trying to avoid our taxes when we made it possible, our democracy, our economy, for them to make their fortune. So it is not a productive thing. Republicans are lying about that, and the very most corporate of Democrats, the Manchins and the Sinemas, don't understand the economy. And the only way to balance that is by a functioning democracy. And I would just say that with the filibuster, our democracy is not functioning. We would have an increased minimum wage. We would have labor law reform, so people had the absolute right to organize. Right now, it's even more rigged than elections by a lot, as you know, Earl, because you're a former union guy and you follow this. So we don't have that. That would make sure you could bargain with these employers more wages. We actually allow them to outsource and get tax benefits from them in it to go so we can exploit workers in other countries. It's not their fault either. They're being exploited by this system. And so we quite frankly would have passed the full Build Back Better agenda without the filibuster, which would mean much lower child care costs, much lower health care costs. Really good for the first time making caregiving jobs, living wage jobs with benefits, which would benefit a whole lot of low wage women workers who do incredibly important work. And disproportionately, they're women of color, but there are actually more white women in that category. It's just disproportionately as a percentage, there are more people of color. You know how many there are in Milwaukee, and they're living poverty wages doing God's work.
So, Dr. Craig, you know, I hate to interrupt you, because I mean, this is important, our conversation, but we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig is on the air. You can join us. We'll be right back.